So clearly we don't like it. So let's just get right on into the summary, Dylan.
Oh, Jesus. Yo, I just farted so bad. It smells like you're gonna have to get hit by it. I'm sorry. My stomach has been spent.
Yeah, I can't even smell anything today.
Oh, you're lucky.
It's only over your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I smell.
Oh, it's really
I can't
bad.
Smell anything.
Oh, God.
My allergies have been going.
Oh, this is abysmal, dude.
This is like a burrito butt burp, dude. I don't like it.
No, it was... Oh.
It's getting worse. It's like... God.
I can taste that.
Ew, don't.
Did you just get the fuck... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Woo.
Hello and welcome to the Film Watchers Podcast. I'm your host, Paid Off by Disney, and I'm joined by my fellow hosts, DC Lover Lewis.
Do you bleed?
And Henry Cavill Shelley.
You will.
Thank God. I was like, Dylan, you better say you will. I'm gonna scream.
We finally did.
Payoff to the joke. Yes.
Yay, hooray.
That's it. It's done.
Alright. Dylan, move. We are doing Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and review a film we watched. Batman.
I'm Batman.
I feel like that one was too happy considering how dark and serious this movie is.
Well, yeah, that's the highest, that's the peak of the happiness today.
Right. It's all downhill from here.
No more laughter, no more joy.
No. No, let's get serious here, folks.
Dark color schemes and Zack Snyder.
It's all a bunch of grays, a bunch of blacks.
Lots of blues.
You literally can't tell anything that's happening.
The only color is Superman's red.
Yeah.
Yes, that's about
and
it.
Wonder Woman's entire outfit.
Even that, but that, even that's like, there's like barely any red.
Or anything. A little green.
Kryptonite.
Oh.
Come on, dude.
Even that's like oversaturated compared to everything else. Like,
honestly, the brightest things are like Lex Luthor's clothes.
Yeah.
His skin.
The many different lightnings that are all around.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm. So
I mean, you can give. That's one of the only positives we can give this movie. Everything feels like it belongs in the world because it all fits like the color scheme that they set up for it. Yeah.
Even if the color scheme is like can't tell what's going on black.
Yeah. But yeah, why did we pick this movie,
George?
Right. So why I picked. Did we? Well, I picked this movie because you know we haven't done a DC movie yet, so I really just wanted the perfect representation. Of our thoughts on DC movies.
But George, this isn't Suicide Squad.
True, it's not. But it's not Shazam either. So, yeah, I just really wanted to see it because I haven't watched it in quite some time for obvious reasons. And show that, hey, we like the MCU, but we'll review a DC movie as well. So
we'll go crazy every once in a while.
Yeah, let's go a little nutty here.
We haven't received our paycheck from Disney in a few months, so
yeah,
we're
going
to stick it
that.
To them.
Come on, Walt.
We're going to kind of poke them a little bit, you know? Just, hey, don't forget about us.
Yeah.
We were like, hey, we put out that Homecoming episode, like you, or Far From Home episode like you wanted us to. Yeah.
The mouse is late on our pay.
Yeah, come on, man.
So yeah, that's why I wanted to review this movie.
That's really good.
Yeah, you got to cut that.
That's why I didn't
want to
say it.
Mm-hmm. And back.
Well, it's a good thing you edit these. Sometimes.
We've said worse.
Yeah. Well, this will come out in like a month, so.
By then we'll get our paycheck.
Right. Yeah. And then we'll be irrelevant. We won't put it out, so.
Yeah, they're like, wait, but we... Oh, but we made them.
I feel like Goofy's the one that's in charge of all the money. There we go. George, what are your thoughts on this movie?
My thoughts. We're getting right into it.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's go to the movies.
All right, okay. What's up, Nazi? Yeah, but my thoughts on Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice. I really wanted to love this movie. I remember.
Oh my God, you're pulling out the Joe phrase.
I really wanted to go to theater.
I really
and be
just
like,
wanted to love it.
I really wanted. Ooh.
Jesus. I got caught on the floor.
I thought your phone fell.
Out of excitement. But no, yeah, I just really wanted to love when it first came out because it was like, yes, this is the start of the DC universe. This is what I wanted since the MCU was doing so well. But then they just do it terribly. This movie is just abysmal. Like, I don't want to... We'll get all into it but as the episode goes on. But yeah, that's just... I know I've been gaslighting you guys like, dude, what? Let's review this movie. Like, I don't see the harm in it.
It's such a good movie. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's, for me, like, I remember watching it, and it kind of similar, I was like, It's like, oh, you know, all these Marvel movies have been sick. Like, let's go check out DC. I was never really big into DC. I mean, every kid grows up knowing Superman. And,
right. I feel, you know, yeah, I feel like growing
Batman,
up, we knew like Wonder Woman, Flash. Like
you DC, it seems like they're just more like common, yeah. like all over it's the like, place.
If you ask somebody 10 years ago.
At least back in the day.
Like 10, 15 yeah. years ago, like, hey, who's the Justice League? They could tell you in a heartbeat. But if you said, like, who's the Avengers? They'd be like, I don't even know who you're talking about.
Spider-Man, one of them? Yeah. Like, yeah. that's really it.
I think it's like Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible guy. Like
Mr. Man.
Yeah. Big green fella. But yeah, so I kind of wanted it to be good, and I was like excited that this could be the start of like another really cool universe that could kind of compete with Marvel. Mm-hmm. And I mean, now what it has done that's been really good is make Marvel look awesome. So, you know, it makes Marvel.
You started that sentence and I was like, gotcha. Where the fuck yeah. is he going with this?
No, there's really nothing good about it. I mean, it has a couple moments that are kind of cool. Like there's some things in here that aren't terrible. Some of the acting was really good. Like I liked Gal Gadot. I liked Ben Affleck for the most part as Batman.
He's not as bad in this as he was in like Justice League, where he was like, "Give me my lines and let me go home, please." Give me
so another... I heard you talk to fish.
Pour me another glass of Chardonnay and let me wash away this nightmare.
Yeah. So it was all right. I mean, that's all it was all right. I really did not want to watch it again, but you know I had to. So. Yeah.
Thanks, George.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Joseph? So, Joe?
I don't like this movie
at all. And the first time I watched it, I was like, I was very forgiving. I was like, you know what? It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I was the same way. I wanted to be like...
It keeps you entertained, right? Yeah, it's like, you leave and you're like, hey, it was a movie.
That was good, I guess.
And it also helped that I saw it with like friends. And then like when it came out to like digital and stuff, I watched it again. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, what was I thinking? I was like, I never wanted to see this movie again. And then when George said, yeah, we're doing Batman vs Superman next week, I was like,
why?
Wow. Look on the bright side. You never see it again after this.
This is it. This is it.
I hope. I'm hoping.
Why? There's going to be some other situation you find yourself in?
Someone forces you into
in this situation. I'm not going to lie. Someone's gonna like see, it's gonna be like a Clockwork Orange situation. They're gonna like staple my eyes open. Like
20 years from now, Warner Bros. Is gonna approach Joe like, Joe, we want you to remake Batman v Superman, but you have to watch the Zack Snyder one.
you have to
watch the Zack Snyder one. Pick out everything that was good about it. I'm like, all right, I'll start from scratch.
Yeah. All right, so easy done. As I am done.
Joe, what did you like about the Batman v Superman that came out 20 years ago?
It was Batman vs Superman that came out 20 years ago.
Excuse me?
Joe, there's a podcast of you talking about this movie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I repressed that memory.
Well, of watching the movie or the podcast?
Yes.
But yeah, so clearly we don't like it. So let's just get right on into the summary, Dylan.
Oh, Jesus. Yo, I just farted so bad. You're going to have to get hit by it. I'm sorry. My stomach has been spent.
Yeah, I can't even smell anything today.
Oh, you're lucky.
It's only over your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh! I smell.
Oh, it's really
I can't
bad.
Smell anything.
Oh, God.
My allergies have been going.
Oh, this is abysmal, dude. This is like a burrito butt burp, dude. I don't like it.
No, it was... Oh.
It's getting worse. It's like God.
I can taste that.
Ew! Don't.
You're just gonna like.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Woo! Shield me, Joe. Oh my God.
Fuck you.
It's everywhere.
Dylan, Jesus Christ!
I told you, I've been having diarrhea.
What the fuck did you eat yesterday?
I don't know. At Chick-fil-A, like normal, I've just been having diarrhea the last couple days.
Matt breaded last night, so.
No way. Sandwich was fine. It was good. No, I don't know what's wrong. I've been sick.
I'll cut that out. Make sure nobody hears that.
Yeah, no, please, no, leave it. Please don't. Oh, it was so bad.
Damn.
Now you smell it.
Yeah.
Woo!
My nose is running now.
Fucking bleeding.
I got sick.
My ears are bleeding.
All right. I'll try to repress that one.
That comes Jesus. Back up. Like, yeah, I saw Dylan like hunch over for a second. I was like, is Dylan gonna like die? And then he's like, let's get into it. I think you scared it out of me.
Yeah, hold on.
What? Are you gonna walk away to do it?
No, yes,
All right, here we go. Clear it. Clear the set. Yeah, you don't want to spray the burrito.
Alright, that's a good amount. Damn!
Now all we'll smell is Febreze.
I'm glad we had to do that just for Dylan's part.
It smells like woo! Shit in Febreze.
Alright. Oh, it's all over my computer.
Of course.
Everywhere. Oh, cool. I got a layer of it on my glasses.
Just making sure the audio mixer didn't get affected. That's good.
Woo! Just in the flames.
It starts coming like, oh my god!
It's stinky, stinky.
Alright, I'm just gonna pound out this burrito real quick.
Oh, cool.
As soon as I point to you for the summary.
There you go. Gonna have another 30-minute episode.
It's about to be 30 minutes.
Batman dies.
Batman dies.
Oh, yeah, Batman. You didn't see the director's cut.
I don't even know how to catch that, Josh.
Ween?
Joss.
Oh.
Josh. With an H. Come on, how do you not catch this? Right in your glove. Ah, okay. And... Alright, so Batman versus Superman. You guys ready for the plot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Okay. 18 months after the battle between Superman and General Zod in Metropolis, Superman has become a controversial figure. Was that in Man of Steel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah, this movie relied a lot on what happened in Man of Steel.
It's like they took... Cause everybody
also sets up a shit ton for Justice League. Yeah. Like,
yes.
Crazy amount.
Yeah.
It's like, because I remember like, big criticisms of... Man of Steel were like, he kills so many people and nobody says anything about it. And then they're like, alright, let's make a movie entirely dedicated to that. And then they just didn't add any substance to it. Mm.
Billionaire Bruce Wayne, who has operated in Gotham City as the vigilante Batman for 20 years, sees Superman as an extraterrestrial threat to humanity. After learning of Batman's form of justice, Clark Kent seeks to expose him via Daily Planet articles. Wayne learns that Russian weapon trafficker Anatoly Kenyazev. Sure.
Let me see it.
Anatoly Kenyazev.
Anatoly
Kenyazev.
Wasn't he a character in Arrow?
It says he's...
I never watched Arrow.
I'd say he's a fictional supervillain appearing in... Like, he's not just like a one-off character.
Yeah, that's why. Anatoly, I know that name.
Anatoly Kenyazev.
Well, Anatoly is also like the Dylan of Russian names. Like, it's pretty common.
Dylan's not a common name. Joe is a common name.
Yeah, you're one to talk, Joe.
What are you talking about?
I'm not. Yeah, but it's not like the most common name, like in like Slavic territories. It's like it's just common.
All right.
Yeah, but like it's still like Anatoly DC character, so it's like.
Yeah.
Anyway. Obviously, I'm gonna make that connection.
You like looked at me. You're like, you see an arrow? I was like, oh.
Yeah. Like Jimmy Olsen is in the beginning, and he's also in Supergirl. So it's like, oh, it's Jimmy Olsen because you know Jimmy's a common name. Like. Which, by the way, the whole Jimmy Olsen like thing at the beginning, it's like it's brought up, wasn't even set up. They didn't even kind of mention it later on in the movie. It was all just like,
check out this guy. Here he goes.
He just gets shot.
Yeah. Is that the dude? The
one who was with Lois Lane, and he had the camera, and then the big scary dude like broke it up. And, like,
look at this guy.
He's bang, CIA. Get him.
Not her. She had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's not Batman.
She had nothing to do with it.
Or
or Yoda.
Or how they fucking...
Nothing to do she had to with it.
Or how they, like, murder the Graysons at the start of... Was it this movie or Justice League?
What?
Where they murder the Graysons?
The Graysons?
Yeah, like Dick Grayson.
Oh.
It definitely wasn't this one.
No.
They murdered
his
parents.
Is that the little Robin outfit that you see later on?
Probably. Because, like, they make a point... In, like, I remember I watched an interview with Zack Snyder where it was like, why does Batman kill in this movie? And he was like, it's because of Jason Todd's dead. It's like, you never set that up. You never paid that off. I don't even know who that person is right now in this film. But go off.
Yeah, it's like, a lot of this movie depends on you knowing just, like, everything. Comic books, so it's like, but it's like, no. Like, this has to be for a mainstream audience.
Plus, they don't, like, set up any timeline for it.
They
drop you into a random point. And, like, they don't give you a start or an end.
No,
just, like,
there's no real setup for a lot that happens in this movie. Like, Lex Luthor's just there.
and just like, oh, it wasn't set up before.
Yeah, and he's just like obsessed with Superman, and you don't really know why.
Exactly.
Like, he just loves him. It's like,
and he's played by Jesse Eisenberg for some reason.
He actually was pretty good, like as a crazy person.
He's good. He's good at playing like the guy that slowly goes insane.
Yeah.
Right. But like, for example, like they introduced Lex Luthor into Supergirl, and he's being played. He was played by John Cryer, the guy from Two and a Half Men, and he does a great job as Lex Luthor. Like, and but he doesn't. He's like perfectly restrained. Like he's very I don't know, professional with his like craziness. Like he doesn't really play it like Jesse Eisenberg. He's like,
he's like
that's not right.
This like Jesse Eisenberg's portrayal of this feels like a Hollywood depiction of autism, kind of crazy. Not crazy, but like.
I just got the sense like he was trying to be like the Joker.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Where it's just like, because he really was like a soldier of chaos. So I was like, but that's the Joker shtick.
Joker shtick.
That's not Lex Luthor's thing. Yeah. Like he's just like, I don't know.
All right. Am I insane or did somebody say a while ago that this was like Lex Luthor's son?
I was going to bring that up. Well, yeah. Because he mentions having a dad, but like the thing is the Lex Luthor does have a like an abusive dad in general. Like John Cryer talked about in Supergirl, like how he hated his father. So it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, because it's like if the movies have a different continuity and universe than the shows, but if they ever like try to combine the two, they could be like, yeah, John Cryer's just the... What Jesse Eisenberg's dad?
They wouldn't do that. It's just like I think they're just they doing. Okay, maybe they would. But it's just like it was just like a multiverse thing where it's like this is happening on one Earth, this is happening on another. But I know, like I remember
this is New 72.
I remember back 74. When this was coming out. They wanted Bryan Cranston to be Lex Luthor, and maybe he could have showed up as like Lex Luthor Senior or whatever, but never did it.
Yeah.
Have we even made it through the first line in the summer yet?
Not really.
It's just because we start talking about Lex Luthor too early.
Yeah. Okay. So. Wayne learns that Russian weapon trafficker Anatoly Kenyazev has been contacting LexCorp mogul Lex Luthor. Meanwhile, Luthor unsuccessfully tries to persuade Senator June Finch to allow him to import kryptonite retrieved from the Indian Ocean following Zod's terraforming attempt, claiming he wants to maintain it as a deterrent against future Kryptonian and metahuman threats. Also, I haven't seen Man of Steel, so I don't know, but like that whole terraforming thing, was that like shown in Man of Steel?
They bring it up. It's like a... sort of a nod or a reference to the fact that the Kryptonians destroyed their planet by terraforming it with kryptonium, which Lex Luthor wanted to do with the Earth.
So he, like, because all of a sudden they're just like, it just goes somewhere in the Indian Ocean. And it's just like these random dudes just go scuba diving.
Yeah, it was like a plot point in Man of Steel that he like scattered kryptonium around the planet.
Okay. Also, that didn't make sense to me.
Also, isn't it a plot point in this movie that Jesse Eisenberg or Lex Luthor is like, hey, can I just have Zod's body? And they just give it to him.
Well, no, part of the deal. The senator was like, "Put a Jolly Rancher in my mouth, and then you can have Zod's body."
I'll put an apple flavored Jolly Rancher in my mouth.
No, that was like strawberry, dude.
All right, so
you know what? I'm gonna say watermelon.
It was definitely cherry. It was definitely cherry. I watched it.
I watched it go into his mouth. Yeah. His mouth was red afterwards. Dumbass.
He instead makes alternative plans with Finch's subordinate and gains access to Zod's body and the Kryptonian scout ship.
Yeah. God. It's like, I swear Zack Snyder didn't want to have actually any actual dialogue in this movie because there's just a lot that just kind of just happens and there's just like no explanation towards it.
Yeah.
And
it feels like they had like a bunch of plot points and they were like, all right, how is he going to get from here to here? There is no like...
Just show it.
Yeah. They're like, just have it happen. What's the explanation?
It happens.
Yeah. Like, we've talked on this podcast before, but for, like, a director making a movie, they have to, like, show and not tell. But, like, this movie leans way too much into showing. It's just, like, there needs to be a little bit of an explanatory thing, especially if it's, like, it's based like off of something, like, comic book.
It's, like, there's a difference between, like, holding an audience's hand through a movie and then just letting them go and letting them think for themselves and then just throwing them into an already established universe that just doesn't change.
Yeah, it's fine to do that in a movie that's by itself. Like, that's fine in a movie that's not established by anything previous and really doesn't set anything up in the future, if it's just like a one-off movie and this is it, sure, let us have to like figure out what's going on in the universe. But knowing what's like has happened in the past, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, this happened. You probably saw it. You probably know about it. And it's like, no, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
it's
it is.
Like how,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like how in something like Shazam, they don't explain to us like where the ancestors' powers came from or why they exist. They just sort of give it to us, and it's our responsibility to be like, yeah, I get that. That makes
it
sense
works.
To me.
Yeah.
But if they can't just do that in this movie when it's like. It's setting up other things and paying off things that haven't happened.
Yeah.
I'm glad that there's no really devil's advocate to play here.
Yeah, I'm also really glad that they had another fucking shot.
I think you looked at me like that. You're like, there's no devil's advocate.
I was
like,
staring
shut
you
up.
Down. I was staring you down.
We don't have any heel this time.
I can become a big stand for this movie.
But
you just wait.
No, you have more self-respect for yourself.
That is the first time I've ever heard you use the word stan in my life.
I don't usually say that much, but...
Dylan's a bat stan.
A bat stan.
A super stan.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Bat stan.
But it's like K-pop music. Yeah, I'm really glad that this movie has another interpretation of Batman's parents getting shot again.
Gotta love seeing it.
And then... Little Bruce has like his eyes black during the shot.
Weird too, like the whole like they use so many dream sequences to make things happen. It drives me crazy. Like the whole thing, he's running through the forest and he falls into like a pit, and then like, oh, there's bats, and then he just like gets lifted up by them. And then the first line of dialogue is, "The bats lifted me into the light," and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Or like this scene where he's in like a Mad Max universe for no reason in his own dreams.
Yeah.
It's like these are like scarecrow mindfuck sequences.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are these happening just randomly?
Yeah, and also it's like, since when was it a thing that Bruce just gets visions of things? Like he's not
right. Yeah, and then
so
yeah, he
random.
Gets the whole he
it's
gets
like
the
he
whole
said,
like
payoffs to things that never happened.
All right,
I'm getting more angry at this than we do at each other during Marvel episodes. <Yeah. laughs>
All right, so
this is why you're wrong, movie.
Yes, dude.
Hey, DC Universe, this is why you're wrong. All right, so Bruce attends a gala at LexCorp to steal encrypted data from the company's mainframe, but has it taken from him by an antiquities dealer named Diana Prince.
Okay. I love that every time that a new scene starts, George just goes.
Because there's everything's wrong with each scene in the movie. Okay, so for this example, the gala where Bruce is like sneaking off to do this, he gets caught by Clark Kent, Diana Prince, and Lex's assistant. It's like, this is supposed to be Batman. Like, what was that sequence at the beginning where the police couldn't find him and then he just sneaks out and
he's in the corner.
Him?
Yeah.
But like in this one, he's like everyone finds him.
I mean, because like, he does have to be Bruce Wayne, because he said like Bruce Wayne can't break into the building, and it's like,
yeah, but
Bruce
not
Wayne
like
doesn't
but
have
it's not
to.
Like it's,
yeah, he doesn't forget how to be sneaky.
Yeah,
you know?
There are instances of like Bruce Wayne has to be Bruce Wayne, but has to sneak away like as Batman to do these things that pertain to Batman.
Yeah.
But like it. There's also the issue of, like, how the fuck does somebody just figure out Bruce's secret identity like that? Like,
okay.
Lex Luthor?
That's the thing with this, too. It's, like, Lex Luthor automatically knows, like, Clark Kent, Superman, and Bruce Wayne's Batman. But there's no, like, reveal for that. Like
Clark Kent and Blue...
Those scenes are usually great in, like, superhero movies. Like, wait, Peter? And, you know? And like, but there's none of that in this movie. There's,
like
even why,
in, like,
why
yeah, even in, like, Far
well,
From
actually,
Home.
Actually, no.
But,
I mean,
like,
it does, like, when he goes into the scout ship, and he says, they tell him, we have the knowledge of 100,000 worlds. And he says, great, tell me. That's how he finds out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he goes into...
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
I think that might be a director's cut thing, because I don't remember it in
not.
This one.
I just... It's in this plot summary.
It might... Yeah,
well,
but
that
this might,
be, might
be from director's cut.
No, this is not the director's cut one. Because it talks about it later. It says, an extended cut.
Oh, okay.
And then you can click on that one.
That's weird.
No, so what happens, Lex Luthor goes into that. He gets the access to the scout ship. He goes in it, and that's when he's in that weird, like, fluid place. And then...
the, like, regeneration thing.
Right, and so that's when... And then he eventually brings Zod into it later. And, like, that's how he creates the deformity. But the first time he goes in there, he, like, puts his hand on this thing, and it, like, recognizes that it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, it says, like, do you want to take control of the ship? And he says, yes, I do.
He's like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Yeah, that's that scene. It tells them, I mean, it says right here, it says, Luther enters the Kryptonian ship and accesses a vast technology database accumulated from over 100,000 worlds. Because that's when it says, like, it says, I still have it on, I just bought it. I can show you. Find that scene real fast.
Wait, you bought the movie?
No, I just bought it, like,
rented
purchased it.
It
on, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we still have our 48-hour period.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, but like even that, like there's still no wait. Clark and Superman.
Yeah,
wait, Bruce
no,
Wayne,
like,
Batman.
They never like. It's implied that he has like the whole like, the like we have the vast knowledge of the 10,000s of worlds, or whatever. But it's like.
That's it. I mean, it doesn't.
And then it just immediately cuts away.
Right, I'm not saying that's what it is, but at least it explains like how he finds out.
I guess
that's how.
But even that, so, even having the knowledge of 1,000 worlds, I don't know if he's like just like. I don't know. I guess
he
use that info because he finds his Clark Kent's mom and
yeah,
whatever.
I guess it could be like the you could just say like he like halfway through it saying anything, he's like, hold on, tell me who Batman is.
Right. Yeah. I mean he's like well, who's Batman? Who's Superman? Like I need to know.
Yeah, at least give us a line where he's like, I wanna know who they are.
Like at least it also would have been a funny bit if like he didn't find that out through the spaceship that Clark Kent was Superman, and it was just like, it's pretty obvious, honestly.
The guy who just wears glasses as a disguise. Yeah, I think that's him.
The roided out fucking news reporter.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that just disappears all the time and is, oh, there happens to be an accident. Oh, guess what? He's not in Metropolis.
Maybe they could have like a scene on a bridge in like a different country, right? And Clark just says to Jesse Eisenberg, he's like, Jesse, I have to tell you something. He's like, I'm and Superman.
all right, so let's keep going here. So it gets taken from an antiquities dealer named Diana Prince. She eventually returns it to Bruce when she is unable to access the information. While decrypting the drive, Bruce dreams of a post-apocalyptic world.
Why?
Where he leads a group of rebels against
the
evil Superman.
Oh, yeah, because that's what the movie is setting up for.
He's awakened from his dream by an unidentified person appearing through a portal who warns him of Lois Lane's crucial role in the future.
Like,
doesn't make any fun.
And urges him to find the others before vanishing.
This is literally just things happen, the movie.
Yeah. And by the way, if they could have, like, in Justice League set that up, it was like, Bruce going, like, Barry, you have to go back in time and warn me or something like that. And so that could be, like, wrapped up. It's like, okay, that's when Barry went back
even
in time.
Just, like,
but there was none.
Even just having him say, like, because he came in, like, and like another, like, a post-apocalyptic design. Like, he didn't have, like, his regular costume on in that scene. Mm-hmm. So just having him, like...
Yeah,
in Justice League, say, like, Barry, worst case scenario, go back in time and tell me to gather the Justice League, just so we can make sure that this always happens. Because, like, it even sets up the alternate timelines for, like, the other things that they do.
Okay, two things. One, that still doesn't make sense, because, like, Batman still finds the information from the thing that Diana got after he decrypts it. And two, Superman soldiers? Not what? Huh?
That could be setting up like an injustice arc.
Yes, but it this movie sets up like a billion things and none of them get paid off. It's just so shitty.
But George, they'll be paid off in like 10 years when we have 7 new Batman and a new Superman.
Yeah, once we get Twilight Man to be Batman.
All right, but he's not an awful actor.
I never said he was.
But everybody says.
But I didn't. When did that come out of my mouth?
Last Sunday.
No, it didn't.
You were like, I'm not excited.
Did I say that?
It was either you or Reese. It might have been Reese.
Yeah, that was Reese. It was Reese.
Hi, Reese. What's that guy's name? James
Pattinson?
That's the author, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the author.
Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Twilight dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson. Yeah, James Patterson is a now author. I don't know, I remember him of what. I'm pretty sure he writes like the crime. Those crime novels where you see him in every, like, bookstore in an airport where it's like, I guess I'll look it up.
Just look up James Pattinson, yeah. I'm picturing an old, decrepit white man.
Yeah, he writes, like, these ones, like, the house next door.
Oh, yeah, because I know that.
Come and get us, the chef, kill and tell.
Dude, chef?
The president is missing, scot-free. Like,
I want to do
that. He just writes, like...
like crime novels?
Yeah, like...
That's weird. I mean, I guess the names are similar enough.
I'm kind of excited for him to play Batman. I like the younger Batman arcs.
Yeah, sure.
Like, Gotham is my favorite show. Yeah. Can't think of any other examples right now.
Well, Gotham, he's like 7 years old.
He's like 14.
He's like, yeah, Gotham is not even Batman. Gotham's just about like the city. It's not even about Batman.
Well,
like,
Commissioner Gordon.
Ben McKenzie is like, what, Ben McKenzie?
Bat McKenzie.
That's James Gordon is like the main character, but like Batman is another main character. He's not relegated to like a, yeah, it's Bruce Wayne. He's like a main character.
But he's not Batman.
That's true, but he like slowly becomes it over the series. Like, the last episode has him as Batman.
Okay. Well, in the last episode.
In the worst design process I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it took forever. I haven't even seen Gotham. I've never seen Gotham.
It's
seen like three episodes.
It's a good show.
Randomly.
You all ready for Batwoman?
Kind of.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming to the CW Arrow universe.
I'm kind of excited for that. I hope they can do her character good.
I like Supergirl. Supergirl's really good.
I haven't watched Supergirl yet.
I like Supergirl.
I've heard really good things about Arrow, and I like Flash.
Mm-hmm. I've heard good. My friend, my roommate that I used to live with, loved it, and it was like he like talk about it. Arrow and both Arrow, mostly Arrow, but he also liked the Flash.
Yeah.
I just never really. It was like, oh, DC. Like, eh, I'm not really a fan.
See, I feel like the DCCW shows do DC justice.
Oh, definitely.
Pun intended. But yeah, the movies can't. Maybe going forward from here, but who knows? We'll see.
All right.
Who's our next Superman? Is it still Henry Cavill?
Okay.
Or did he jump ship?
Yeah, he left. I think they're getting Brandon Routh to do it, who was Superman in Superman Returns.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, right now he's playing the Atom in the Legends of Tomorrow DC show. Because they set him up in Arrow, and then they gave him the Legends of Tomorrow show.
Isn't he, like, old now?
He's not that old. I don't think he's that old. I think he looks fine.
I don't even know.
Sure, he may not be Henry Cavill, like, muscular and, like, charming, but...
Does he have the curl?
He can do the curl if he wants it. He has longer hair.
It's just, like, down his face. It's like a scar. All right, let's talk about this movie now.
No.
Don't make me, please.
Every time Dylan shoots a new scene, I get pissed off.
In the gala.
Oh, by the way, Bruce isn't even charming anymore. Did you see like those scenes, like where he's trying to charm his way? Because like that's what Bruce Wayne is.
Like these are it doesn't even. It feels like it's like the script is like, yeah, he's not charming anymore. But it also feels like he's like
Henry Cavill.
Ben Affleck just doesn't give a shit still. Like this is the point where he like stopped. He was just introduced and he was like, yeah, I'm into this. And then slowly as they were filming, he was like, I don't care anymore. Please stop. Give me my money.
Yeah, it might be home. It might be just because of Zack Snyder and like how he does it, but
I want to talk about Zack Snyder because I can't stand him.
Okay.
Now that we're back to
I like how Dylan can never like transition well and back into the summary. He's just like
speaking of things written by Zack Snyder.
okay. I mean that one I did on purpose. I did that one on purpose, so alright, so fully decrypting the drive, Wayne discovers Luther's files on several metahuman individuals across the globe. One of them is Prince herself, who was shown in a photo taken during World War I. Wayne admits to Alfred Pennyworth.
Wait, so he knows Wonder Woman?
He knows that that's her in World War I, which is like, how is that possible? That was 100 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, they call them like metahumans or whatever.
Yeah.
And that really doesn't make sense.
No, that's mostly just a Flash thing.
Yeah.
Wayne admits to Alfred Pennyworth that he plans to steal the kryptonite to weaponize it should it become necessary.
Yeah.
Pennyworth, yeah.
Dude, the Pennyworth show is really good.
What?
They have a whole show dedicated to Alfred. It's really good. I'm not even kidding.
That sounds horrible.
It really is. It actually is really good.
How old is this show?
It just started.
No.
How is there a show on Pennyworth?
It's
I'm not doubting it, but like, how what's it about?
Because Alfred is like a genuinely interesting character, and like, his younger years. His younger years, like when he was fighting in the World Wars and stuff, or World War.
He's
II
not that. I was gonna say no. He's not even fighting in World War II. That would make him born in 1926.
Whatever war he fought in.
Maybe like Vietnam. Yeah.
Jinx. You owe me a Coke, dude. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Actually, you know what, though? This is for you, Shelly.
Yeah.
With the football.
It's on Epics.
Oh yeah, that we don't have.
Oh yeah, the iconic channel that everyone watches.
It's got a 96% on Google. IMDb gave it an 8 out of 10.
On Google.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 65%, so you know it's good.
Pennyworth at your service.
Oh, like, you can so laugh bad. At all you want, but it is a good show.
Yeah, it just came out July 28th.
Mm-hmm. Next episode.
So two tonight. Episodes.
Yeah. Episode 3, August 11th.
Martha Kane.
I will say, Jack Bannon.
Ooh, tonight's episode's name is like Lady Penelope.